We are the Christmas Station. It's the Maria and Chad show. We follow the news and try to see what's going on so we can share things with people that listen to our show. And I came across this story, and this is one of those ones that just kind of caught me off guard. I was like super emotional reading it. It happened over the Thanksgiving weekend. I was actually thinking about doing a turkey trot this year and never signed up for one and didn't do it. But this guy, Gene, is making news because he ran a 5K. And the reason it's a big deal is because he, for 12 years, he was diagnosed with like a heart issue, a heart failure.
Right.
And so he was waiting for a heart transplant. Okay. So he was able to run this 5K on Thanksgiving, which is amazing, right?
Right. Of course.
So they do this story on the news, and the family of the boy that donated his heart so this guy could live and then run a 5K months later.
Right.
Had never met Gene, didn't know who the heart went to, and they're watching the news about this guy that, after a heart failure, you know, was able to run a 5K on Thanksgiving. I'm getting chills thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
This is a report. Listen to this.
Cody's family saw Gene's story on Fox 8 Wednesday and recognized it from this letter they received from Cody's heart recipient, asking to one day meet.
As soon as we seen it on the news, you know, the name Gene, May 8th, the turkey trot, it's like we knew immediately.
So Thanksgiving morning, they came from Norwalk.
What a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To meet the man who found new life in their son's death.
What a wonderful gift.
Well, Mom, I want you to hear this first.
Brought to tears listening to Cody's heartbeat.
I don't know how to describe it. Like having him back for just a brief moment.
So their son in April was in a car crash.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't see the video if you're listening to the radio this morning, but the mom is like holding her ear up to this man's chest so she can hear her son's heartbeat once again. You
Isn't
know?
It crazy?
Yeah, just a really, really interesting story. But
So I was listening to your story for the turkey run.
Yeah, the turkey trot.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to cry. In 1985, 2 days before Christmas, my brother was killed in a car accident just 11 days after his 21st birthday.
Oh, boy.
And my mom donated everything, and she got to meet five recipients. One received his eyes, one received his liver, or his kidneys, one received his heart, and then there was some skin grafts for others, and one lung. And my mom got to meet every single one of them, and we actually got to be very close with the one that actually received his eyes, because it was the first time he'd seen since he was born.
Wow.
Yeah, I think inadvertently, I just thought it was a really cool story, but I think it's a good time to remind people to be organ donors. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many people that can use your parts if something bad happens to you.
Absolutely, and I'm 100% an organ donor just for that very same reason. My brother was an amazing person.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Oh, thank you. You guys have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
Bye.